Hello everyone, my esteemed listeners, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to me from. This is another episode of the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. As you know, I come to you with tips on how you can live a good life in terms of your financial well-being and other personal development issues. I welcome you today. It's going to be a fantastic session today because I have an amazing guest. I cannot do justice to her profile because she is a powerful lady, a Christian lady, and amazing in her own right. So I'm going to give it to her to introduce herself to you, my esteemed listeners. So over to you, my esteemed guest, to introduce yourself to my listeners.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. God bless you. You are welcome to today's broadcast. Tessie Omoregie. I don't like introducing myself as pastor. When we get talking, you will know whether this one is a child of God or not. I think that's really the most important. I'm a wife, a mother, a grandmother. That is my favorite title. I thank God. Born some many years ago, no more a little girl. God has been faithful. Live in Lagos. Yeah, it's awesome being alive, even at this time. We thank God for grace. Yes.
Thank you very much, Pastor Tessie Omoregie. Pastor Tessie is an entrepreneur, and she's going to be giving us tips on how a Christian woman can be an entrepreneur and also plan her finances to be able to take care of her business, to take care of her home, and to be able to live the Christian values. Thank you very much, Pastor Tessie, Grandma Tessie. Can I say that? Can I call you that?
Oh, please do. Grandma please do.
Okay, now, just tell me one fun thing about you that will make my listeners to laugh and also endear them to you. One fun thing about you before we start the business of the questioning.
I think I can't enter a room and you won't know that I've entered. I can't be in an environment and you won't know that Tessie Omoregie is in the midst of the people there. I think that's really, yeah, my children will say you are the life, that I'm the life of the party. I'm a breath of fresh air. My presence carries
presence.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. When you're around me, I think it's fun. It's the fun side of me because when you see me, you are relaxed. I have a way of making people relax, and you just want to get to know me. That's the fun thing about me. I love reading. No, I love reading a lot. Anything I can read. I love reading also.
You are the life of the party. I love
that. Yes.
Your presence. Everybody will know that you are there. I love that. And you need those qualities anyway for you to succeed as an entrepreneur. So tell me, how does your faith influence your approach to financial planning as an entrepreneur? I know you are a Christian. So how does your faith influence your approach to financial planning? Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for that. It's a wonderful question. With the environment we find ourselves, it's almost impossible to add your faith when you are doing business. You know, people want to kind of separate it, but the reality is you want more headway, you want more profit, you want more success in business, in your entrepreneurship. As a child of God, if you go through the precepts outlined in the Bible, they are there, step by step, you find that you make it big. It's not difficult at all. You don't need to lie, to cheat, to get to where you want to go. Following God's way make it shorter and easier.
Okay.
To get it, like Exodus 41 tells us, when Joseph was telling Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, of know what to do, he's out there from verses what is that verse again? Up to verse 36, the whole chapter up to verse 36 is so clear. A child of God is wise, discreet, in control, not a talkative, does not eat his seed, and a real entrepreneur should know how to save. Know how to save, because those savings you are making will enhance your capital. So as a Christian, it's very...
So you were talking about how your faith affects your approach to financial planning as an entrepreneur.
Yes, I referred us back to... You can't say you are a Christian without the manual. And our manual is the Bible. You agree with me? And all the principles of business that I use by God's grace, they are as recorded in Exodus chapter 41. The whole verse, the whole chapter, actually up to verse 36, is so clear there. Outlining the principles one after the other of how the king Pharaoh was to bring act, even in the time of famine. Those are the principles by God's will that I work with. One, a child of God should be discreet. Don't be loud. Don't tell. You don't need to tell the vision to the whole world. The vision will speak for itself. Keep some things to your chest. Then use wisdom. Wisdom is, you know, the Bible says, does anyone lack wisdom? Just you ask of the Lord. Use wisdom. Be in control of your business. Don't be a passenger of your business. If that business is yours, then be in control. Not your sales guys, your sales boys, not others. As much as possible. Personally, I do not borrow to do business. Any business, my capital cannot take care of that minute, I remove my hands. I work according to my ability at that time. It doesn't matter how small. Just I don't borrow. Anything can happen in business. I want it to be my money. So be in control. That way, there's no need for you to lie. There's no need for you to do gym. The Bible even says we should not use a false weight. Like some people measuring arena, you know, in Benin City, then you press down, shaking together, running over. You understand? Don't struggle.
Yes.
As a rule, I don't tell people this how much I bought it. You don't need to know how much I bought it. I'll just tell you this is my sales, this is my selling price. Because one, I do not want to lie. And I don't want to reduce my profit. I'm in that business to make profit. So we can do these things as children of God and still make our maximum profit. You understand?
Yes.
That's the thing. Run away from an entrepreneur. You must save. You must save.
Yes.
If you, no matter how small that money is, if 10 naira will not be enough, I assure you that 15 naira will also not be enough. So if you have 15, save 5. Yes, save. You cannot rule out saving.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for that tips that you have shared with my guests. But we didn't really start from the beginning. How did you come into this entrepreneurship? How did you go into it? Is it your mother that introduced you, or your husband? Or how did you become an entrepreneur?
You hit the nail on the head. I watched my mother. My mother is really my mentor. My late mother, she was my mentor. And the funny thing then was, I didn't know really know I was understudying her. When I was in secondary school, I would come home for holiday, and she was into so many things. I enjoyed going. My father didn't like it. He, every holiday, wanted me to be reading. But I would sneak out, run to the market to go and assist her to sell drinks. And I think what I really love most is the bargaining, the talking, forth and back. Buy mine. It's beautiful. It's lovely. As a child, I loved that. I love that I could persuade people. You know, in the when we are selling them, about six of us, we line up from different places to sell our cold drinks. Yes. And up, we are all six. We all have cold drinks. About six people will be on the line waiting for me to attend to all the others. Whereas other people are there, and the other children were there, they were not attending to them. And I'll be speaking because I was, you know, a bit learned than the others. I came back from boarding school. I will be speaking English. Oh, by mine, you love it. Honestly, you know, I loved that. I love that I could persuade people to listen to me. So I think that really got me into business. Then when I finished secondary school, I went straight. I started working in WAEC at the age of 17. By 19, without discussing with anybody, no, but I didn't tell anybody. I'll just enter. What is the name of this transport? Edegbe, 6:30 a.m. in the morning. By 10, then road was still good. 3 hours. I'll be in Lagos. I'll come and buy this Ivorian prince. Go back to Benin that same day. Sell it to my colleagues.
Really?
By 21, I'm telling you, by 21, I had added a big restaurant to it.
Wow.
Which I had to close down when I was getting married. My husband came there once, then my fiancé. I met so many men in the restaurant, and he said, no, I want this all closed. You know, that was just how it was back in me. And I, from there, by God's grace, we say the rest is history. It went from glory to glory. There's really nothing I've not sold. The things we do in Nigeria, people doing abroad, if we are willing to do half of them here in Nigeria, everybody will be a success story. There's nothing this your sister has not sold.
Yeah. So the entrepreneurship spirit runs in the veins because you inherited it from your mother.
I strongly think so. Yes. And I was able to run with it and
make a success.
Yes. I have traveled by God's grace to so many countries. The first time I went to Ghana, nobody took me there. I didn't discuss with anybody. First time I went to Dubai, just got visa, worked there myself. First time for Turkey, US. I never had anybody in those places. I just went and trust God.
Wow.
And And God made it awesome for me, honestly. That's how I started.
Yeah, thank God for that. Okay, now another question. What biblical principles, you know, guide you in your business decisions? So as a businesswoman, you need to make decisions in your business to move you forward. So are there any principles that you follow, either biblically or maybe based on your business acumen? Can you just give us some of these kind of principles that guide you so that you can educate my listeners on these principles? I know that Tessie has quite a number of principles that she will want to share with us. And as a Christian woman into business who has imbibed it right from when she was young, there are so many principles that she will be willing to share with us. You know that as a woman in business, you need to get educated. You need to know the business that you are going into. So you need to ensure that you have the right education so that whatever business that you're going into, you know it in toto. Get the education that you need, get the lessons that you need, so that you can move forward and make it. Thank you very much, Tessie. I was asking, what are some decisions, what are some principles that guide you when you are making decisions about your business? When you are making decisions, what are some biblical principles, some personal principles that guide your decisions? So if you want to make a business decision, what is your guiding light? How do you make those decisions that will move your business forward? Do you do some form of budgeting? Do you like look up to God to give you the vision? So those are the kind of things I'm asking you.
Oh, thank you very much. 1 Timothy 6 says, godliness with contentment is great gain. One, my first rule is, I am contented with no matter the profit that is coming out from that business. I'm not looking for, it doesn't have to be exorbitant. That way, you know, little by little, if that is guiding you, you are not in a hurry to make all the gains in one day, then the business will last for a long time. They tell you, oh, you can't do business with an Igbo man because he's willing to use 5 naira to sell a business of 100,000 naira. But you, on the other hand, you want your 100,000 naira to be 200,000 naira in an instant. A long time business does not go like that. If you want that business to last, to strive, just add your margin. You've removed your transport fare, you've removed the feeding, you've removed your small extra expenses, then add a little top up on it. That way, because if you're able, look, the scenario is very clear. You are able to sell 20 things with 50, 59, let's be realistic, with 500 naira on it, or 5,000 naira on it as gain. That 50 times it, you're already talking about 250,000. Then you've gone to the market again. Whereas the man that is waiting to sell it for twice the amount, the thing I see in his shop, it will interest you to know that I retired 2007. That was when I was 40, about 17 years ago. When I went into open business, yes. One, I wanted to fulfill my daddy's dream of seeing me as a lawyer. I went back to school to read law. Then went back to have my LLM in law. Wow. Not because I didn't really wanted to practice, but I wanted to be called a barrister. I wanted to end that title. Because as a child, he would call me and say, come, come, barrister, read this newspaper for me. Oh, when I was in primary school.
So your dad was prophesying into your life. And
so even though it was late, I told myself that was one dream I was going to make sure came to pass. Now, going back to the business side, which is really I love it. That's the other thing with entrepreneurship. It must be something you love. Don't go into it because you see others doing it. Do it because you have a passion, you have a calling for it. Because there are many pitfalls along the way. If you don't have the love for that thing, you won't be able to stand strong.
Yeah.
And many of the pitfalls, like I'll just give you a short scenario. I told you I worked in WAEC. So WAEC was my primary selling field. Yes. Even when I was working, because they all knew me there, up from Gatesman to all the ogas, I could walk in there freely to sell my things.
Wait.
So I was going there, like when I was still doing the Ghana business, I was selling Ghana soap and Camel, the toy. Yeah. And one day, lady asked me, where do you buy it? I just opened up and told her, this is where I buy it. I even told her how much I buy it. This how much I sell it. You can see the profit is not there because I have large sales. That's why. Only for me to go to the office the following month, and I went to my customers there. They told me, this woman, they mentioned her name. She has come to supply us this the toy. I was taken aback. They said that she ours is even cheaper. You are selling yours for 800, ours is 700. I said, wow. I can't tell you that. That instant, I don't know. The Holy Spirit just kept words in my mouth. I said, oh, it's very good. You are buying, you bought it for 700 because mine is now 1,000 naira. It's no more even 800. Where that thing came from, I didn't know. I was like, I can't do that. It was just the Holy Spirit. Guess what, my darling sister? Instantly, the person talking to me, and I never said anything more than that. She just said, ah, for Mrs. Omorenge's zone to be 1,000, it means this other lady's zone is fake. They returned. The news just went around the office, and they were all returning us back to her. And that from that day, I started selling my 1,000. She came back to meet me and was begging me, hey, see, how are you doing? I said, I don't know. I said, I didn't want to accuse her. I didn't say anything. But I'm just putting it out there that there will be people, there will be, no, everyone want to do what you are doing. There will be pitfalls along the way. But be consistent, be steadfast, and pay tithe. You can't say you're a child of God and won't pay tithe on your business. Please do. Wow. And interpret. Please do. It paves way. Prayers. In all my years of traveling, no accident once. They didn't steal my goods once. Custom never disturbed me once. It's God, it's favor, it's grace. Anything could happen and all your turnover would just go. And be open. Sincere, yes. I took so many people, we asked, oh, this thing you are selling, let me go with you. So many people went with me, but after the first trip, they never went again. Or some will even go behind you, and the next thing you are yelling, they seize their goods. I'll be wondering, but I've been passing there for years. Nobody has seized my goods once. So you must, if you are a Christian, you must act. Believe it. Let people see you. Don't talk Christianity. Be a Christian. Be a Christian. That's where entrepreneurship, it's like every other thing in the world. It becomes easy. It becomes easy when God is the one directing and leading.
Exactly. So thank you very much for that wonderful information that you have given to us. You must pray and you must pay your tithes. You must honor God with your substance. And prayer, you cannot take out the pace of prayer and spiritual principles, holding on to God to give you the direction, to give you the wisdom, to give you the vision for your business. Thank you very much for those guiding principles, because it has actually answered the question of how you can honor God through your financial practices. Where you mentioned about paying your tithes. Pay your tithes. That's very, very important. Wow, thank you very much for that you have given to us. Listeners, once again, just a reminder, I'm talking to Mrs. Tessie Omorenge, who is an entrepreneur and also a Christian who uses financial principles in conducting her business. So let me ask you another question once again.
Okay.
Can you share a time where you felt God directed your choice in business, your financial decisions in your business? Just share with us a time. I know there will be several because you have so many stories to tell, but just share with
I will just give you one, because that one is so, I was astonished how God just did it. Like I said, even that time when I was coming to Lagos to buy things, all the countries I've traveled to buy things, all the businesses I've done, there's none I went with knowing exactly what I want to buy. The first time I went to Ghana, it's true, I had an idea I was going to buy wooden. But in 6 months, between 6 months and the first 1 year, I deviated. That was no more what I was dealing on for the many years I was now trading. This Ghana soap and Detoy, their camel Detoy, was what I was trading on for many years then. And before I now deviated into slippers and shoes, Italian, because their border they could get things easier than now. So it was easy to get bags and shoes from those from Ghana, bring them here to sell off. Now, there's one incident that happened. There was a time I was not tired of traveling to Ghana. I now told God, Father, what next? I have the money. What next do I do with this business? Not up to 2 days later, somebody came to visit me at home. She brought bedsheets to me. He said, oh, mommy, I want you to buy bedsheets from me. I picked 3 or 4. Immediately, she stepped out of my house. I heard it clearly. Is this not a business? I immediately called that sister back. I told her, go and sell. I will see. Come and see me tomorrow. There's something I want to discuss with you. Luckily, she's one of my spiritual daughters. She came and I asked her, this business, how do you do it? Where do you buy your things? She mentioned, I said, okay, I'm interested. I want to do. She was saying, okay, mommy, let's do it like this. I said, I don't want to do things. I want to do it big because I had it clearly. So I know I will succeed in it. And my darling sister, I was not saying, so you mean I could do this? And I was traveling and bothering myself. That business, I did it for almost another 3 years. My precious sister, it's just for God to be in that thing you are doing. It was like Beshit business was like a reward from God. That's the only thing I can say.
A reward.
So much so that I started exporting the materials myself.
Really?
So I'm telling you, duvet. I had wholesalers. I had I employed so many tailors, because when the materials will come, I would not have to give so many tailors around me. I had to employ so many tailors that were making it, because a time came, my demand was more than I could supply. So if God's hand is in that business, you will prosper in it.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I tell you, that is one incident I can never forget in my years of trading. That God, he had, like you said, he has so many, but this one in particular, I really love sharing it all the time to encourage somebody else that, look, just commit your ways to the Lord. That's just it. That's all. Didn't he promise us that if you seek him first, every other thing will be added unto us?
Added unto you.
Honestly.
Yes.
Honestly. Take this God first and he will add it. And I prospered in that bedsheet business. Continually give glory for you.
Yeah. One should be sensitive in the spirit to be able to hear from God. And when you hear from God, do not doubt. Just go ahead and do it. And God will prosper you, because he has given you the word and he will make it plain. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Now
I want to ask you, we are kind of winding down now. We've had a wonderful conversation. Can you just tell us who your mentors are? You know, people that advise you, people that you look up to in the business journey, so that we can also learn and take a cue from them as well.
Mentor, I really didn't have anybody advise me, like I said. But my mother, like I also remarked earlier, was my mentor, in that I understudied her. Even without knowing I was studying her, she's really the only person, business-wise, that I would say I'd followed her footsteps in wanting to trade, wanting to make my own money. That was one woman that was always talking about making her own money. Always talking about, you know, not being dependent. There was nothing she didn't dislike as much as being a dependent on anybody. No, very independent woman, in control of her finance. I got that from her. So I will continually say she was my mentor when it comes to business and entrepreneurship. Yeah. Yeah, my mother.
Okay. Your mother. Mothers mean a lot to us. They, our inspiration, anything we do, our mothers are always there to guide us, to mentor us, to make us be on the straight path. Well done, your mother. And I'm sure you too, you are a mentor to your children. Apart from being their mother, you are also there directing and guiding them to the right path as well. Last but not the least, what scripture do you find most inspiring for an entrepreneur that an entrepreneur should hold on to, which you have held on to in your own business? Can you just tell us that scripture?
You want to be an entrepreneur? Go and read it over and over again. You must plan. That saying of who does not plan has already planned to fail is a truism. You must plan. And Exodus chapter 41 takes you through it step by step, especially verse 33 to 36. When Joseph was advising the king, he said, choose a man that is discreet. You must be, the principles are all outlined there. You must be discreet. You must have wisdom. If you are lacking it, ask of God, he gives it liberally. You must have self-control. You must be in control of that, your business, not the one somebody else is thinking that is being wrong. Then as much as possible, don't borrow. Work on only what you can. Save. Carbon and money, save. The phone, you don't need a one, you don't only need to be holding a 1 million naira phone. That everybody is using iPhone, you don't have to use iPhone. Prices will come and go. There's always a new design in the market. Your pleasure, delay pressure, delay gratifying your flesh. Plan and save and invest in things that will be working for you while you are at home, not doing anything. They will just be bearing money, bearing themselves. Money breeds money. Prayers will only give
money.
Prayer does not give you money. Fasting for 21 days does not give you money. Running from one mountain to the other does not give you money. It only opens you to ideas. If you are consistently listening to God, reading your Bible, go back to this God, your maker. You don't need to go between. You don't need to see special pastor, special reverend. Go to this God yourself. Yes. When Jesus died, the curtain was torn into two, giving us access to him. Once you have the Holy Spirit, you can do all things. You can do
all things through Christ, who strengthens
you. Honestly, save. Invest. Put your money back. Put your soul in seven. Say so again in eight. You don't know which one will bring. It's not, I don't believe in jack of all trades, master of none. I don't believe that thing. It's just my own opinion. Jack of all trade, you can be master of all. In this, not even in these days, it's not practical to have one stream of income. You must have multiple, especially as a woman, you must have multiple streams of income. At least seven. I love eight. I love that figure eight, because eight is a new beginning. I love eight. So I strive to have at least eight sources. Let one be bringing 500. Let the other one be bringing 1,000. You will see this one will be for recharge cards. This one will be for buying fuel. If you outsource it like that, you are a wealthy person. Don't forget, conclude it with 1 Timothy 6:6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Wow. Great gain. Thank you very kindly, Pastor Tessie, for the wonderful time that we have had with you.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored to have been invited to this wonderful, wonderful program. God bless you. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, thank you very kindly. Godliness with contentment is great gain. That is the closing word from our guest today, Mrs. Tessie Omorigi. Miss Tessie, finally, where can my listeners find you on social media? They may want to follow you and continue to enjoy this fantastic tips that you have given us. Where can we find you to follow you and learn more from you on social media?
Thank you, Tessie Omorigie, on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm not really a social media person, but you can find me on those two places, Tessie Omorigie on Instagram and on Facebook. Thank you very much.
That is sufficient. Thank you, because we have listeners all over the world and we want to hear from you. So Facebook and Instagram, definitely we'll find you.
Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, thank you very much to Mrs. Tessie Omorigie for giving us her fantastic, amazing tips on how to be an entrepreneur and also incorporate godly principles into your business. It's been a wonderful time with her today, and I'm sure that we want her to come for a version 2, because she has just been awesome. Thank you very much for coming, and it's been a pleasure having you. So, my dear listeners, this is the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. We come to you every week with useful tips for you to be a financially secure person. We'll be here with you again next time. We will be here with another guest who will be willing to give us useful information, ideas, resources for us to be able to live a good life. Thank you very much for joining, and see you next week. Have a good evening and bye.
Bye.